Blog Talk Radio.
And magnify God even right now. This is your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez, and this is the Miracle Network Church, and this is the 5 p.m. Hallelujah Jesus prophetic prayer. And as we go to the throne of grace on today, I'd like to go over our scripture reference, which is found in the book of Hebrews, the 2nd chapter and the 14th verse. The Bible goes to read, it says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil." God was a partaker of flesh and blood, the same way that we are living in flesh and blood. You know, your spirit houses, your body houses your spirit. Amen. And the body of the spirit, amen, is made out of flesh and blood. Amen. For Jesus had the same blood that ran through his veins. Isn't that something? Amen. That Jesus came in the same form, amen, as we are today. So surely he would know about the burdens of the blood. And this is what we're going to pray about today. We're going to pray for all of those who are burdened with illness that pertains to circulatory system, the flow of blood, amen, the things that are made up inside of the blood, the platelets, the white cells, and amen, the red blood cells, amen, and how the blood flows. Amen. We just bless the true and living God because he understands blood on today. He understands the blood. Amen. For he had a fleshly blood, but he also had, hallelujah, God, a spiritual blood. Amen. For there's life in the blood. Amen. How many of us know out there today that Jesus Christ's blood is still yet living, amen, because it's speaking from the spirit realm, amen, through the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. You can get rid of the blood, but you cannot get rid of the life that's in the blood, amen, for Jesus Christ himself asked, hallelujah, God came, amen, about his brother Abel, amen, when he said his blood is speaking from the earth from which you drowned it in, amen, and so the blood yet still speaks, amen, the blood delivers, the blood atones, and the blood sets free. Amen. There's power in the blood. Amen. There's life in the blood. Amen. We just bless God because he breathed inside of Adam and inside of you, and we became living souls, and the blood took on life. So as we go to the throne of grace, amen, the throne of grace, we say the throne of grace for the blood because the scripture says that we are the partakers of flesh and blood, amen, because Christ himself also took of that same flesh and blood, amen, but he shed his blood for us. Amen. A lot of us are dying. Amen. People are dying, but they're not dying for a reason or a purpose. Amen. They're just dying. Amen. But Christ died so that we could live. Amen. And it's through the blood, amen, that we live. Amen. And that we have power, amen, over the enemy. We have power over that death. We have power over the Satan that chooses to, hallelujah, God, to try and, hallelujah, cause affliction and tribulation upon us. Amen. But the Bible said that we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and through the power of the word of our testimony. So even we even bless God even right now because we have strength over the enemy. The Bible declares to resist the enemy and he shall flee. The Bible says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The Bible declares that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, amen, God will condemn. Amen. We bless God because we have power over the enemy. Amen. We have power through the death of Jesus Christ. Amen. How is it that a death can bring life? Amen. That's just the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah and glory to the King because we are victors on today. There is victory in the blood of Jesus, and victory is ours on today. Victory is yours on today. I am your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvez. Hallelujah, God. And as we go to the throne of grace in prayer, we just magnify you, God. We lift you up even right now, God. We thank you. We glorify you. We give you all of the honor. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the splendor on today. We just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the blood that flows through the veins, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the blood from day to day. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that will wash, hallelujah, all the sins away, the blood of Jesus that washes the impurities away. We pray for illness in the blood even right now in the name of Jesus. Those of the people, Heavenly Father, that are going through sickness and disease in the blood on the day, Heavenly Father, any ailment, all ailments that, hallelujah, God, affect the blood. Oh, Bashatarobaya, God, cleanse the blood on the day. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray for AIDS and HIV. Hallelujah, God. We pray for sickle cell anemia on the day. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray for degenerative leukemia on the day of the blood. Oh, Bashatarobaya, cancers inside of the blood, we pray for on the day. We pray for diabetes, Heavenly Father, of the blood on the day. Oh, Bashatarobaya, God, we pray, hallelujah, God, for hemorrhaging on the day. Oh, Basharasada, God, those that don't, hallelujah, God, clot, their blood does not clot appropriately. We pray for that, Heavenly Father. We pray for blood that's blocked, Heavenly Father. Any blood that's going through blockage, hallelujah, God, through cholesterol, hallelujah, Jesus, through walls that are caving in on the blood, Heavenly Father, we pray for a free flowing of blood, Heavenly Father. We come against blood clotting on the day, an overclotting of the blood and an underclotting of the blood on the day, Heavenly Father. We pray for all the ailments, oh, Heavenly Father, that attack the blood in Jesus' name, all the things that go inside of the body that may attack the blood, Heavenly Father. We pray against, hallelujah, God, thank you, God, Jesus. We pray against allergic reaction, hallelujah, for medication that affects the blood on the day, Heavenly Father. We pray against anemia on today, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh, Bashatarobaya, God, that iron would just begin to multiply in the veins of those that need extra, Heavenly Father. We pray for the blood that washes, Heavenly Father. We, you know, the blood blood cleanses the body system. The Holy Spirit is saying, hallelujah, God. And often the enemy will try to attack the blood because it's the very blood, hallelujah, that saved the people. Oh, bashatarobaya, and it's the same blood that saves your body. Oh, bishatarosana, God. And we lift you up, God, Jesus. We thank you that you've come against all principalities, all wickedness, all evil hosts, hallelujah, God, every witch, every warlock, hallelujah, Jesus, that tries to attack the body with spirits of infirmity against the blood. You said that a woman was bent over, hallelujah, and she was bent over because of a spirit of infirmity. But, oh, God, I ask that you make all crooked paths straight, even right now in the name of Jesus, even right now in the blood of Jesus, the blood that delivers, the blood that atones, the blood that sets free. We bind up all demonic activity, hallelujah, God, through spirits of infirmity that have attacked the people, oh, Father God. Jesus, we bind it up in your name, God, and we go in and we spoil the man's house. Oh, basha tarobaya, and we kick the devil out. Hallelujah, God. We send him back to hell from which he came to be bamboozled on itself. Oh, basha tarobaya, God. Oh, bisha tarobaya, God, to seek out, to send out sickness and disease on itself. Oh, hasha tarobaya, God. We just speak blessings over the people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We speak healings over the people in the name of Jesus. Oh, basha tarobaya, God. You said that we have the power, hallelujah, because you have overcome death and the grave, hallelujah, through dying on the cross, that you came in the blood and through flesh, God. And so we magnify you even right now, God. Oh, we glorify you even right now. God, say he's hearing our prayer. Oh, basha tarobaya, God, send out your angels, God, from the east, the west, the north, and the south, God. Go by the people, oh, basha tarobaya, that has sickness and disease, and even in their bodies, God, all over their bodies, and continue to encourage them. Just encourage them, uplift them on the day. You said in your word that we have not because we ask not. And if any man would come to you, hallelujah, believing that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the reward that's happening even right now, health in the body. Oh, basha tarobaya, God, cleansing. Oh, hallelujah, God, purifying even right now, God. We thank you for cleansing the blood. Oh, basha tarobaya, God, you said greater things will we do, God, greater work. What we do, God. Oh, basha tarobaya, God, with every wave of my hand, God. Oh, basha tarobaya, God, I ask that you wave out healing on the people even right now. Oh, sikarasanda, God, as your prophet, oh, basha tarobaya, God, I command the things that though they were, hallelujah, Jesus, be as they should. Oh, hallelujah, God, going back to the beginning, hallelujah, of the creation of a child. Oh, basha tarobaya, God, and the perfect, hallelujah, God. Oh, basha tarobaya, chromosomes. Hallelujah, Jesus. I speak perfection in chromosomes in the bodies of those dealing with blood issues on a day, Heavenly Father. Oh, sikrahanda, God. Even those with rare blood disease. Hallelujah. Nothing is too big or too deep for you to comprehend. Where man calls it rare, you know what the makeup is all about. Oh, basha tarobaya, you know all the ends. Enzymes, the elements, oh, basha rahana, you know all that's on earth. And so we lift you up even right now. We glorify you even right now. You know, we're coming through your city. Hallelujah. We're coming through a lot of cities, and prayerfully we'll be coming through your city. Amen. With a healing crusade. If you're anywhere near the Lansing, Michigan area, I invite you to come out on January the 15th. Amen. We will be having a healing crusade. Amen. At the beautiful, amen, Quality Inn. Amen. Located on Grand River Road. Lansing. Hallelujah. Between East Lansing and the city of Lansing. And February 15th of 2015, we'll be in Akron, Ohio. Amen. At the beautiful Quality Inn there and Chenoweth Street. Amen. Look up the Hallelujah, the Healing Crusades. Amen. On AlyssaNarvez.com is the website. After that, after Akron, Ohio, we're planning to go to Macon, Georgia. Amen. That website is ALLY. YSSANAR as in Victor, AEZ as in zebra.com, my name, AlyssaNarvez.com. You know, I do have a book that's coming out, amen, by the way of the Holy Spirit. It will be here, amen. We're looking at March, amen, of this year, March of 2015. The name of the book is called 30 Days of Dreams and Visions. Amen. It's a book about dreams and visions where God gave me dreams and visions for 30 days. And not only did he give me the dream and vision, he gave me the interpretation. Amen. And it will impact your life. So look for that book to come. Hallelujah. We just bless God. I thank God for you. Amen. This is the end of the prayer. I thank God for the prayer. I say amen to the prayer. Amen. Until the next time, I do look forward to praying with you again. I will be here on Saturday morning, amen, 10 o'clock a.m., that's Central Standard Time. Please join me then. In Jesus' name, may all God's people be blessed, and I will see you again soon. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.